Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us here as we begin a brand new year of study here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed. Honored to have you with us here. What I want us to do is answer a simple question today, and doing so, we'll open God's Word, see what He has said and commanded in His Word, and then see how we can grow to be better servants of His tomorrow than we were today. By the way, if you want to study any lesson in this series, you can do so online, www.readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G. readingtheword.net. It's real easy. You just click on where it says the radio sermons, because there's also bulletin articles on the same page. Click on the radio sermons, and you can listen to all of them. Now, this is number 93. You can listen to any or all of them, download them, stream them at your convenience if you missed one or want to study along again. www.readingtheword, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Simple question for you, dear friend, I want us to consider for the time before us today. What will I do in 2022? What will I do in 2022? We've reached the part of the year where people are making resolutions. They're analyzing what they set out to do in the previous year, to see whether it worked for them or not, whether they advanced to the level of advancement they desired or not. Dear friends, our problem is, 8 out of 10 times, I would dare say, even 9 out of 10 times, when we set a resolution, we set something that is unattainable. I've met people, although these are not their exact resolutions, it sounds awful close to me. I plan on losing 485 pounds this year. Well, dear friends, they don't even weigh that much, and that's almost physically impossible to lose all on your own. Or I will meet other people, and they'll say, you know, it is my goal. I want to run a marathon from here to New York City and back, and I want to run it tomorrow. Too many times we make resolutions, and they are not kept, because they're unattainable. Dear friends, before us in our course of study today, I want to present 5 simple things that we can do in 2022 that I believe are very attainable for us to be better Christians. Number one, what will I do in 2022? I will stick like glue in 2022. By that, I mean I will be faithful. Go with me to the book of Revelation, if you will, for just a moment. Revelation, the 2nd chapter and the 10th verse. We see beginning in Revelation chapter 2, John the Apostle in exile on the Isle of Patmos. He writes to 7 churches of Asia Minor, what we would call modern-day Turkey. He begins the letter of Ephesus. They had left their first love. Out of the 7 churches, only 2 of them are faithful. The remaining 5 are either completely wicked or a mixed bag. We see Ephesus had left their first love. He begins the church in Smyrna in verse 8. In verse 10, the church in Smyrna was facing persecution. He says, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and you'll have tribulation for 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." The idea there in the Greek is faithful until my last breath. That means I'm going to obey the gospel, I'm going to be faithful now, and I will continue to be faithful each and every moment of the day. I will stick like glue in 2022. I will heed the call of my Savior. I will obey what He has commanded for me to do. I will stick like glue in 2022. Number 2, what will I do in 2022? Go with me to the book of Philippians, if you will. Galatians, Ephesians, and then we get Philippians. Philippians 4 and verse 4. What will I do in 2022? I will not be blue in 2022. I will not be blue. In other words, I'm going to be happy. Notice what Paul the Apostle writes in the 4th of Philippians in the 4th verse. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice." What I find interesting about this verse, dear friends, is Paul is in a Roman prison. He's basically under house arrest, and yet in a prison, he can pause and be happy. He can pause and rejoice in the Lord. He does not have to be miserable. He does not have to be sad. Dear friends, one thing that I've never understood, I'll see faithful Christians, ones who have obeyed the gospel call, hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized. They've gone down in that watery grave. They've come up a new creature, alive in Christ. And then they go around this world moping. Dear friends, Christians should be the happiest people on the face of this earth. I make it a goal in daily posting online, daily Bible study, to always have a good day. See, I'm in charge of that, right? Every day with Jesus is a good day. So I make it a choice. Every day I'm going to have a good day. Now, does that mean I don't have days that some would call bad? Yeah, I do. They come around just like they do for everyone else. But I just make it a choice to be happy. I will not be blue in 2022. Now, there are some things that are out of my control, certainly. Yet I will do my best, whatever the situation may come, to always be happy. You know, we sing a song, I'm happy today, I'm happy today. In Jesus Christ, I'm happy today. Why? Because He's taken all my sins away. And that's why I'm happy today. I'm singing today. I'm praying today. In Jesus Christ, I'm praying today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm sharing my faith. See, dear friends, we have so many opportunities, options, and reasons why we should be happy. What will I do in 2022? I will not be blue. I will be happy. One thing we're going to do in 2022, we're going to do it right now. We need to pause very quickly. Brother Dearman is going to invite you to come worship with us at Arlington. Be back for the last three things. What will I do in 2022? On Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to be back here as always. Once again, you can study along with us anytime, readingtheword.net. That's readingtheword.net. Love to study with you again whenever you have the opportunity. We're asking a simple question, what will I do in 2022? We've already discussed the first two. I will stick like glue in 2022. By that, I mean I will be faithful. Number two, I will not be blue in 2022. By that, I mean I will be happy. Now, number three, I will always follow through in 2022. By that, dear friends, I mean I will be confident. Notice here, 2 Timothy chapter 2 with me. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 12. Paul writes to his son in the faith, Timothy. He says, if is a conditional word. See, if is the biggest little word in the English language. There's a condition resting upon that word. If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will also deny us. I will always follow through in 2022. I will be confident, knowing that if I have opened God's Word and I read it and I apply it to my life. Now, I don't change it to fit my will, what I think I should do. But if I open it and do what the book says, dear friends, I will follow through. I have the confidence to know I am doing what God wants me to do. I'll do what God has commanded me to do. Now, sometimes it's easy to be confident as a Christian. Other times our faith may be shaken, dear friends, but we should never give up. That's all Satan wants us to do. Satan doesn't care about your name, your lifestyle, your habits, your accomplishments, your family. All Satan wants you to do is give up living the life of a Christian. Dear friends, in 2022, follow through and be confident. As we continue asking the question then, dear friends, what will I do in 2022? We get to statement number four. I will strengthen my Christian worldview in 2022. Notice this. By that I mean I'm going to be true. Go with me to the book of James. James chapter 1 and verse 25. James, the first chapter, and verse 25. James says, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, or the complete law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed," or literally in his doing. I'm going to strengthen my Christian worldview. In other words, I'm going to be true to God's word. I'm going to not only look, as James says in James 1:25, not only going to look in the perfect law of liberty, but I'm going to continue therein. See, it's one thing, dear friends, for me to open God's word and read, I should do this, I should not do that. But if I don't do it, then I did not continue therein. I just simply looked in. I simply pulled back the covers and did not actually get in the bed, so to speak. I will be true in 2022 by strengthening my Christian worldview. I'm going to do what God has said to do. Finally, though, what will I do in 2022? I will stay true in 2022. By that I mean I'll be right. I will be right, act right, do right, and think right, so to speak. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, if you will. Here Paul instructs still his son in the faith, Timothy. He says, all Scripture. Now, what Scriptures include in all Scripture, dear friends? It's every single one. There's not a Scripture that's not inspired. Notice, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Inspiration of God literally means that God breathed. The same idea there as when God literally breathed the breath of life into Adam there in the first of Genesis. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, verse 17, may be perfect, complete, thoroughly furnished, or thoroughly equipped unto all good works. See, I will stay true in 2022, dear friends. I will be right. There are people in the world today who say, well, I hope this is what God has commanded for me to do. Dear friends, we have no need to hope. We can know. Jesus said, John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We see, according to 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for four things: for doctrine, that's teaching; for reproof, that is our defense; for correction. You know, the Bible corrects me when I'm in the wrong. It doesn't say, Justin, you shouldn't be doing this, but it says this is a sin. And if you're doing this, then that's a sin. And it also says for instruction in righteousness. It tells me how I can be right and how I can be true by following God's word. What will I do in 2022? I will stick like glue. I'll be faithful. I will not be blue. I will be happy. I will always follow through. By that I mean I'll be confident. I will strengthen my Christian worldview. In fact, I'll be true. And I will stay true. By that I mean, dear friends, I'll be right. Will you adopt these attitudes in 2022 and going onward? If you do, the Lord will be good to you by blessing you through His Word, through making good on His promises that He's made for us in His Word. Dear friends, too many people make resolutions and they never follow them through. These are ones that we should and can stick to. The question is yours. What will I do in 2022? Will I be a better Christian? Will I be a better husband? Will I be a better wife? Will I be a better employee? Will I be a better employer? Will I be a better grandfather or father or grandson or granddaughter or grandmother or mother or whatever the case may be, aunt or uncle? Will I be a better Christian in 2022 than I have been in years gone by? Well, the choice is simply up to you, dear friends. Until then, may the good Lord bless you and may He keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.